All right, let's dive into something really fun today. We're going to take a look at one of those personality quizzes from the Spiritual Seek.
Oh, yeah, those are always interesting.
Yeah. This one's all about the Apollonian versus the Dionysian. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I mean, those are like those two contrasting forces, right, that influence like everything,
yeah,
from art to culture, and apparently, according to this quiz, to our personalities.
And what I think is really cool about this one is that it focuses on how these principles relate to suffering, to the hard parts of life.
Absolutely, yeah. It's about how we respond to those challenges, to the ups and downs that are just part of being human.
Exactly. So are you ready to figure out if you're more of a structured Apollonian or a passionate Dionysian?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, before we jump into the quiz,
yeah,
maybe we should give folks a little bit of background.
Sure.
These concepts, as you mentioned, they come from ancient Greece. Apollo, the god of reason, light, and order.
Right. He represents that harmony, that logic, that control.
Right. And then, on the other hand, you have Dionysus.
Yes. God of wine, ecstasy, revelry.
Party time.
Yeah. He embodies instinct, emotion, surrendering to the moment.
Okay. So two very different vibes.
Very different.
And this quiz is trying to figure out which one is stronger in us.
Exactly.
So how does it work?
Well, it's actually pretty simple.
Okay.
It's got five questions, and each one has just two answer choices, A or D.
Okay. Straightforward enough.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to the first question. It asks, life is wonderful, you just have to learn how to enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
Answer A is, it depends. Not always and not for everyone. While answer D is, absolutely, I try to take full advantage of it.
I feel like I'm already overthinking this.
Yeah.
How do we break this down?
Well, so answer A.
Yeah.
It kind of reveals a more cautious approach to life's joys, right?
Yeah.
It suggests that happiness isn't always just, like, there. And that life can be challenging.
Absolutely.
This seems very Apollonian, like looking at things realistically.
Totally. Planning, strategizing, acknowledging those complexities of being human.
Right. Whereas answer D is more about like embracing the good times,
yeah,
living in the moment, like the answer says, taking full advantage.
Yeah, exactly. Like that classic Dionysian zest for life.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Question two gets right to the point.
Okay.
It asks, business before pleasure? Are you really sure about this?
Ooh, good one.
Answer A is, of course, there's more to life than just pleasure. And answer D is no, fun is essential.
I love that. So we're talking priorities here.
Yeah, right. Like what's more important to you?
Yeah.
Answer A is definitely leaning towards the Apollonian side, right?
Yes. Duty, responsibility.
Right. Like everything has its time and place.
Right. And pleasure is something that you earn.
Right.
You don't just indulge all the time.
No.
Remember, Apollo was all about order and structure, right? So
yeah,
self-control, discipline. That's answer A.
Answer D is like YOLO.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Dionysian spirit coming through, right?
Right.
Joy and pleasure, they're essential.
Yeah.
Not just these like extra things that you get to do.
Okay, let's move on to question three.
Okay.
It asks, do you easily get carried away by feelings and emotions?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting into the emotional realm.
Yes, exactly.
Answer A, no, except when I do it consciously. And answer D is, yes, it happens without my realizing it.
Oh, that's a good distinction.
Right. So answer A highlights that Apollonian emphasis on emotional control, right?
Yes. It's stepping back, analyzing those feelings.
Right.
Choosing how you respond instead of just reacting.
So it's not about suppressing your emotions. It's about being aware.
Exactly. Awareness and self-regulation.
Right. Okay. So answer D.
Answer D is like diving in.
Yeah.
Embracing the full range of emotions, letting yourself be swept away by them.
Right.
It's that Dionysian connection to instinct, to that raw, unfiltered feeling.
Not overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Just feeling it.
Yes. Just experiencing it.
Okay. So we've got the cautious, self-aware Apollonian versus the passionate, go-with-the-flow Dionysian. Question four gets more specific.
Okay. Let's hear it.
It says, an unexpected economic opportunity arises. How do you react?
Hmm.
Answer A is, I want to clearly understand what it is about before I accept it. And answer D is, I don't think twice about it and jump in.
Okay, that's interesting. So now we're getting into decision making.
Right.
How we approach those kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly. So answer A is like textbook Apollonian, right?
Yes, absolutely. Right. You assess risks, you gather information, you make informed choices.
Right.
Very much but planning and having that control.
Yeah, and answer D is like carpe diem, right?
Yes. Seize the moment, take a chance.
Go for it.
Trust your gut. Remember Dionysus.
Mm-hmm.
All about disrupting things, pushing boundaries.
Okay, one last question.
Right.
Question five asks, what kind of relationship do you have with order and discipline?
I think I can guess where this is going.
Right.
Yeah.
Answer A is, I like to live orderly and give myself rules.
Okay.
And answer D is, excessive order and discipline make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, these are totally different approaches to life, right?
Right. How you navigate the world.
So answer A is clearly the Apollonian side.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Appreciating structure, routine. It's finding comfort and security in that predictability.
Right.
And having those guidelines to follow.
Yes. And answer D is like freedom.
Yes. Flexibility, a little bit of rebellion against too much structure.
Right.
Dionysians thrive on spontaneity, you know?
Yes.
Improvisation, creating their own path, often right in the moment.
Okay. So we've gone through all five questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we actually score this thing?
Yeah. How do we figure out where we fall on this Apollonian Dionysian spectrum?
Right. How do we figure out who we are?
Well, the scoring's actually pretty simple. Each A you picked is worth 5 points.
Okay.
And a D gets you 0.
Got it.
Add them up, and there you have it, your score. Gives you a sense of which way you lean, Apollonian or Dionysian.
So, like, if I got a perfect 25, am I basically just, like, a robot program for logic and order?
Well, not exactly a robot, but a 25 would put you way over on the Apollonian end of the spectrum for sure. You'd really value structure, rational thinking, being in control. But even the most Apollonian person has a little bit of Dionysus in them somewhere, and vice versa, of course.
Right, right. So it's not about putting yourself in a box. It's more like a tool to help you understand yourself a little better.
Exactly.
And how you approach things. What if I got, let's say, a 15? What does that mean?
A 15 suggests a bit of a blend. You've got some Apollonian tendencies, some Dionysian, with maybe a slight lean towards the Apollonian. You might find yourself drawn to structure sometimes, spontaneity other times, depends on the situation.
Makes sense. Now, what about those folks on the other end of the spectrum, the ones who scored a big fat 0? Are they living in pure chaos?
Well, they're definitely embracing the Dionysian energy, that's for sure. A 0 means you thrive on spontaneity, passion, all those intense emotions. You probably find rules and structures a bit stifling, and you'd rather forge your own path, often in the moment.
I love this. I'm already analyzing myself and everyone I know. But let's talk about why this matters for our listeners. Why should they care about this whole Apollonian versus Dionysian thing?
That's a great question. It can actually be super helpful to understand these tendencies because it gives you insight into how you approach all kinds of things, your work, relationships, how you handle stress. It can help you make more informed choices, navigate those tricky situations, and it can even boost your self-awareness. And even make you a more compassionate person, to be honest.
Okay, give me a real-world example. Let's say I'm facing a major career decision, something both exciting and terrifying. How would being more Apollonian or Dionysian play into that?
All right, let's say you get offered a promotion, way more responsibility, big jump in salary. But it also means longer hours, maybe a lot more stress. How do you react?
Ooh, that's a tough one. What would each type do?
Someone strongly Apollonian would probably approach it very methodically. Make a pros and cons list, research the new role, talk to people they trust for advice, really analyze those risks and rewards before committing to anything. They might even make a plan for how they'll deal with the extra work and stress.
So it's all about having a plan, being prepared.
Exactly. Minimize that uncertainty. Feel in control.
Now, what about someone more Dionysian? Would they just jump right in?
It's possible they might be more focused on the excitement of the opportunity, that chance to grow, push their boundaries, the thrill of the unknown, trust their gut, make a quick decision, and just figure things out as they go along.
So it's not about one way being better than the other. It's about knowing your tendencies and how they might affect your choices.
Absolutely. And it's not about trying to force yourself to be someone you're not. It's about playing to your strengths and knowing where your blind spots might be. Someone very Apollonian might actually benefit from a little bit of Dionysian spontaneity, while someone super Dionysian might find that some Apollonian structure helps them actually reach their goals.
That's a great point. It's about balance, using the best of both.
Exactly, like different tools in your toolbox. You wouldn't use a hammer for everything, right? It's about knowing which tool is right for the job.
Right, right. And this quiz is really just a starting point. It's not about labeling yourself for life.
No, it's about self-discovery, not putting yourself in a box.
And as we grow and learn, our understanding of those tendencies within ourselves will keep changing too.
Absolutely. What feels very Apollonian in one situation might be more Dionysian in another. It's all about paying attention to yourself, to that nuance.
This whole conversation's been fascinating. I feel like I've got a whole new way of seeing myself and everyone around me.
That's the power of these archetypes, right? They give you a framework for understanding human nature, how we approach challenges, those opportunities that pop up.
It's a good reminder that there isn't just one right way to be.
Exactly.
The important thing is figuring out what rings true for you, what aligns with your natural tendencies, and using that to create a life that feels authentic and fulfilling.
Nicely put. And maybe even more importantly, it helps us to appreciate different perspectives. We need both the Apollonians and the Dionysians to create a world that's balanced.
So true. Okay, we've covered the quiz, the scoring, what it all means in practice, but I'm curious to hear some real-life examples. How do these tendencies play out in the real world?
Let's look at the creative arts, for example. Imagine a painter with strong Apollonian tendencies. They might be all about meticulous planning in their compositions, focusing on balance, symmetry, technical perfection.
Like those Renaissance masters with their crazy attention to detail and realism.
Exactly. Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Raphael, they were all about that precision, that control.
Their work shows this deep understanding of anatomy, perspective, those principles of classical beauty.
Now, would a Dionysian artist be drawn to something more abstract, more expressive?
Absolutely. They'd be all about spontaneity, improvisation, letting that raw energy of the creative process just flow. Think of Jackson Pollock, those drip paintings, or Van Gogh, his swirling, emotionally charged brushstrokes. Their work's all about capturing the feeling, the essence of experience, rather than replicating it perfectly.
That's a great example. You could really see how those tendencies would come out in their art.
Yeah.
But it's not just art, right?
Right.
We see it in how people approach their work, their relationships, even just their leisure time.
Oh, absolutely. It really is, yeah. You know, it's interesting because these tendencies, they show up in so many areas of life, not just art. Have you ever thought about, like, how they might influence how people learn?
Oh, that's a good point. I never really thought about that. Yeah. I could see how someone who's more Apollonian, they might, like, gravitate towards a more structured learning environment.
Yes.
Like a traditional classroom setting, lectures, textbooks, that kind of thing.
Exactly. That structured environment, it would probably really appeal to them because it's got clear goals, step-by-step processes, a real focus on logic and analysis.
Right, right.
They'd thrive in a place where knowledge is presented in a very linear, systematic way.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas someone who's more Dionysian, they might prefer something more hands-on, more experiential.
Exactly. Like, those traditional learning methods might feel too rigid, too restrictive. They'd probably be drawn to environments that foster creativity, spontaneity, self-expression, things like immersive experiences, you know?
Yeah.
Collaborative projects, learning by doing.
Right. So even something as fundamental as how we learn can be influenced by these tendencies.
Yeah. And it really highlights how these concepts, they're not just personality traits.
Right.
They're like fundamental ways that we interact with the world, that we process information.
This whole conversation has been so insightful. I feel like I have a whole new language to understand myself and the people around me.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we hope for with these deep dives, to spark curiosity, encourage people to think about themselves a bit.
Yeah.
And maybe give you some new tools to navigate your own life a little better.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this exploration of the Apollonian and Dionysian, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder. Embrace those unique energies within you.
Yes.
Whether you're all about that meticulous planning, you're a passionate free spirit, or somewhere in between, remember, both sides have so much to offer.
That's so true. And who knows, maybe by understanding these tendencies a little better, we can all learn to find that balance, that harmony between order and chaos.
Right.
Between reason and passion. And in doing so, you know, create a world that really celebrates the full spectrum of human experience.
Beautifully said. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. We'll see you next time.